Hello, everybody. I'm James. I'm joined by John of Radio Free Nintendo. Hey, John. Hey. We went on the RFN Twitter feed at RFN Podcast. Well, actually, I didn't. I went on my own Twitter feed, and it got retweeted over there, asking what we could do to sort of give non-RFN but RFN-related content to our audience base. You know, something to give maybe in the middle of the week, just kind of a brief little taste of the RFN experience.
James, it's not just giving, it's giving back.
Yeah, really. I mean, you guys give so much to us that we wanted to hear what you wanted to hear us do. And some of these suggestions are horrible, and you all should be ashamed. But one of them, from friend of the show, and especially friend of new business, excuse me, now playing, Mr. Don Koopman, asked, when were we going to commentate over one of his videos from the eShop? So I went to Don and said, Don, what video would you like us to commentate on? And he sent us this. This video is Lucentech. It is from the Wii U eShop, specifically the US one. And Don has posted it on his Nintendon video YouTube page. That video should be right below or right above this player. I can't remember how the NWR feed or the NWR site will position these two, but you should be able to see it if you are looking at the NWR page right now. What we are going to do, we have not seen this video. We are going to time a start of this video. I'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start, and of course you will start on start. And we are just going to live react to what we are seeing. I have low hopes, because there is a related video that says Lucentech, the best worst game on the Wii U eShop. So, John, I think we're in for something here.
I'm looking forward to this.
So, we are going to start right now. Make sure you have the video ready, and when I say start, we're going to start the video. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start. The Don clones freak me out in all of his videos. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Don's got double me's and they start. Holy what?
All right. Okay.
Those look like Zoids.
They look really, really just, old school.
Like just ripped right out of like the 2003 cartoon. Maybe they were. Maybe they just straight up. Oh, this is a long load. Maybe they just stole them right out of the cartoon's asset list.
Yeah, this has a real like 1990 like
late 90s
Psygnosis it's
oh wow
taken right off of the Commodore Amiga or something.
Oh, it's still loading. There's a grunge to this too. Yeah, like the background.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Why is the camera facing forward? Oh, that's why the camera's facing forward. Oh. Oh, no. This looks like something you would get out of a box of Chex in 1998.
Yeah.
Like on a CD. So there was no objective been given, correct? He just dropped in.
They said something. I think there's something going on the gamepad right now that gives you an objective.
Oh, okay.
Wow, look at that pop in.
Oh, ooh, wow.
Wow.
The camera's kind of floating.
Yeah.
Like it's a third party observer to the. Oh, wow. This is Turok.
Oh, and then the
fog.
Camera goes up through the tunnel.
Oh, we got action.
This is like Turok, man. This is Turok level fog.
All right. So I want to do a quick scale comment here. Look at the blades of grass. Oh. Oh, it jumped sideways. Okay. This isn't. All right. So look at the blades of grass.
Yep.
And look at their size relative to this mech.
Well, you really have no sense of scale at all. Like, you don't know if this mech is supposed to be huge.
Look at the shrubs. The mech is shorter than shrubs.
Oh, man.
This action is intense.
Yeah, so I have a feeling like there's going to be some big reveal where a human gets out of this mech, or maybe not.
I mean, they can't. Look at the trees. That tree would be the size of a building. Oh. The walking sound is actually what's killing me right now. Oh. Wow.
Yeah, all of these levels look the same. I mean, all of these areas, I should say, they all look the same. Like, I can't tell if...
What was that explosion? This is...
I'm already... the question is already... I'm already asking the question, how long is this video?
It's 13 minutes.
13 minutes.
We're 2 minutes in. I'm already out of words.
Oh, man. All right.
What is that little, like... like Roomba back there rolling around vacuuming up the dirt. Oh, there's no textures on anything. I just realized that there's no textures on anything. Oh, wow. These trees are all from the Unity store, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Of course, I have no concept of how this plays, but I'm guessing badly.
It looks really floaty.
The walking sound is
Fog. I just can't get over that fog.
Oh, it's just Turok.
Yeah, I mean,
this is Turok with tiny, tiny Zoids.
Well, and what's fascinating about it is the fact that there's nothing going on in the environment. Absolutely nothing. But yet there's still this huge fog with like the draw distance is like
everything. All right, this might be a thing.
Okay, incoming transmission. Look at the Wii U gamepad screen for details. Okay, well, you know, I feel like I'm really missing something there.
Yeah, this is where the narrative is.
So I'm assuming that on the gamepad right now, it's telling you where to go or giving you an objective of some sort.
I would assume so. Yes.
Oh man, this is
interminable.
Yeah, that's exactly the word I was looking for.
Like, there's no word for this except bad.
My brain was frozen between that and intolerable. I was like, interminable or intolerable? I can't tell which one I want to use.
Oh, this is like
if you were in tennis hell, this is what it would be.
It's this is
where John McEnroe is going after he dies.
Oh god. Oh, are you suggesting these are all like sentient like serving bots?
I don't know, man.
Look at it just jump. Oh, this is unbelievable. All right, that's a fire extinguisher with crab legs.
Hmm. Don, I salute you.
How did you play this, sir?
Wow, that was a gripping battle.
That was rough.
That was okay. Oh. All right.
Do it again. All right.
Let's do this again.
We've seen like three enemies so far, right?
Boom.
What we're missing out on is the fine narrative, which I think probably. Oh God! What is that? Oh my God!
Oh man.
What is that? All right, so they're not. All right,
just
the
walk
scales
right through. Whatever, it's all good.
Look, there's a. Oh no!
With the ponytail, of course.
Why is his hair a different color in the back?
You know what this is like. This is like when you watch like some like 90s film, and it's like, and they have somebody playing in some VR game.
Oh, I am playing the video game.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad. Like I'm.
Oh man. It's just more. It's just more pew pewing, pretty much.
Yeah, it's just pew pew. Just pew pew all over the place.
Yeah, this is definitely
this is rough. This is the first video he recommended. He straight up said, "All right, here's a really bad one." I get. All right,
you know, but that's the thing, though. I mean, misery loves company.
Yeah,
I will say that.
All right, so your Conrad over there with his weird like doll face, like a doll you would get at a dollar store.
Yeah.
Like you really want your kid to shut up, so you're gonna buy them a Chinese made doll that's gonna break in 30 seconds, but it costs a dollar, so whatever. Like. Melty face. I like that none of the enemies ever engage. Oh, wow, that jump. The animations are so bad.
You're kind of, your human comrade there is like, he's like what Steven Seagal would have been like in a game from 1993.
One. Destroy all the door locks to
maybe,
continue.
I don't know.
But what we're missing out, though, like I said, we're missing out on the narrative, which I assume is something like, I don't know, Journey to the West.
I would say it's probably the real strength of this game.
Yeah, obviously. I think you're
playing this for the story.
Well, the strength's not meant. Why did they know to shoot that rock? And why did the rock explode?
I mean, what else are you supposed to do?
Wow, the sound effects.
I got to see what the camera does in here.
Oh, okay, you made it.
I was so hoping the camera, I was so hoping,
I was hoping our wolf robot
would walk in there. Oh, God. Ooh.
I was hoping the jump is literally the model just gets moved up. It's not even an animated jump. The model just moves off the ground and comes back down. Oh, my God.
Is going to be painful right here.
How did we get into this?
At some point, he's going to fall off here. And we're going to have to do it all over again.
Do it, Don. Don't make this video longer than it needs to be. Wait, yeah. That guy could shoot it from the ground. Why do we have to do the stupid
platforms? Look at the fog. Oh, my God. Apparently set in some... set in London, England.
It's in the moors of Scotland.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. He just teleported. Oh, your dude can teleport. Oh, this is not good. I mean, understatement of the year, but...
I mean, this. I look at this and I think Nintendo seal of quality.
Yeah,
really. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
I want you to keep in mind, somebody at Nintendo of America ran lot check on this game.
Yep.
Somebody at Nintendo.
As in, they drank a lot.
The Drano, yes. Alcohol won't fix this misery.
Please, just.
This
just
is
jump,
so
jump
slow. Can he shoot it from here? Does he have to go over there? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a tree over there. I can't see it. It's obscured.
I really wish. Oh. Did we get an email? What
you
have
got mail.
I really wish. Whoa, music.
Whoa.
I hadn't noticed the lack of music in this game, but now I do. Also, there's a dragon. Who seems
why is there a dragon there? It makes no sense.
Why is this music so loud?
I know. I'm turning down the video now.
This music's so loud.
I know. Why is there a dragon there? I don't understand. It's all futuristic, and then all of a sudden there's a dragon.
Maybe it's a robot dragon.
Maybe. Oh, my God. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Oh, wow.
It's like a dragon car. It just drives towards you with its wings. This is awesome.
It's a 2017 Kia Dragon.
Oh, God.
What? Why is this music this?
I know.
Honk, honk. It's like the bridge of a song that never ends.
I know.
It's like supposed to connect you between the A and B dramatic melody. Oh, we're back. We're back at A.
Oh, the dude died.
The full-size Keebler elf died. What happened?
Steven Seagal, I thought you were invincible.
Is there a health indicator anywhere on the screen?
Yeah, I think your health is up there at the top right.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know what...
Bayonetta, eat your heart out. Oh, wow. This is... Is that all we get? Oh, he's dead. This is Skyrim. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, you know, those kind of are Skyrim faces. Actually, those are more Morrowind faces, I guess. This is a floating something. Why does he... Don, walk forward. Please. Put us out of our misery. Oh. John, we've made a huge mistake.
Yeah, this is... What's that white thing? Is that...
I don't know. It's been floating there since he killed that boss.
Is that loot or something?
I guess it's the lock, maybe, for that door?
Maybe, yeah.
That door's still locked.
Oh, man, I love how they throw more of these cannons at you just because that...
Because the
dude's back.
Dude's up.
Yep.
Look at his walk cycle. Look at his walk cycle.
Yeah,
come on.
It's great.
Oh, he's got to go to the bathroom. He's just holding it in. Oh, wow.
Incoming transmission. All right.
Don, please. 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 Get us out of here, Don. Uh-oh. Look behind that door. The world ends. Beard. Oh. Oh. That everything. Oh, that's where the camera should go. It should definitely go there.
Yep.
Oh, we got stuff. We got textures. We got new textures.
Oh, man.
This is...
I never get tired of The Walking. The Walking is really my favorite.
It's really... I like the... Oh, God, we're inside!
Okay.
All right. Mm. Oh, wow. Wow!
The thing is, this is the best-looking part of the game so far, though.
But there's no textures on anything!
Exactly.
Well, the floor. The floor has a texture.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don, why? Don, why do you do this to yourself?
Yeah, we, yeah.
Don, we're worried about you.
Well, see, that's the thing is, though, and the video ends just when things get interesting, like just when you're...
Did they get interesting?
Well, interesting in terms of, you know, the game not being able to redeem itself to possibly... I'm not even going to go that far.
No, from being a complete laughingstock to just being bad.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, Don, you got your wish. We commentated over one of your videos. Now we've all suffered.
Mm-hmm.
That was 13 minutes. It felt like 13 hours. And on that, let us know what you think of this experiment we've done. And I don't want to say maybe we'll do more of them because that's just courting danger. But
you're just getting ahead of yourself there.
Thanks for watching, I guess. Don, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We didn't know. John, I apologize for roping you into this. But on that, bye, everybody.
See you later.